being the first half of it anyways, that the Sunday School has been working with all month of October. And when we teach to children, we remember that children need to learn with their whole selves. And yet somehow when we teach adults, we seem to usually pretend that adults are just sort of ears, and if we're lucky, a brain in between. So we're going to start today with the story of the commandments as the kids have learned it. It's the same words, just the two commandments, but we're going to use our bodies. And I don't know if Surima feels up to coming to help, or just standing on your seat, perhaps, not normally allowed, but, and you can help me if you remember. You don't have to. You stay there. Okay, that's fair, that's fair, that's fair. Not everybody wants to be at the front of the room all the time. All right. I'm just going to stay near the lectern so I don't lose the camera. But you probably should stand. Mm-hmm. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love your neighbors as yourself. Give yourself a nice hug. We're going to do it again. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love your neighbors as yourself. Very good. Please be seated. And if ever there was a gospel reading that suggests the preacher should just stop, this is it, right? This is it. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. That's the whole plan. Moses told the Israelites that that's the point of the whole Torah, and Jesus says it again centuries later. Of course, it's easier to say it than it is to do it. But we can do it because this is what we were made for. God made us because God loves us. And God made us so that we could love God in return, so that we could love one another too, so that we could love ourselves. We were made for love. So how do we do it? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to tell each other. I know this is everybody's favorite activity. I want you to turn to the people around you. And if you aren't sitting around somebody, you're going to have to change your seat. And I want you to share three stories. If I could get the next slide, please. Thank you. Share a story about a time you showed love to someone close to you. Family member, a friend, a fellow parishioner, someone close to you. Then share a story about a time you showed love to someone you don't know. A stranger on the street kind of love. And then share a story about a time someone showed you love. All in the past week. Come on. I'm confident you can do this. A story from the past week of a time when you showed love to someone close to you, when you showed love to someone you don't know, and when someone showed you love. All right? Have at it.
So good. So good. So just a reminder, all together, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love your neighbors as yourself. Very good. That's it. That's the whole plan. The good news is you were made for this, so just keep doing it.